Hi everyone, welcome to Simply Learn's YouTube channel. Today, we will be discussing the design thinking process. Have you ever come across the term design-led business? So what exactly is a design-led business anyway? According to Skyward.com, Adobe is one in a many and a best-in-class example for design-led company. Companies that put design at a very core of their brand are design-led. They weave design process into everything they do. From research and strategy to creating content. They think beyond transactions and focus on beautiful experiences that build lasting and meaningful relationships with customers. Isn't that wonderful? Indeed it is. Some of the stats that's trending these days are on the screen. According to Design Management Institute, the performance of design-driven companies are outstanding and has S&P index or stock marketing index by 219% over 10 years. And second, we found another source from Passus New School. The team confirms that 75% of the organizations have accepted that they are engaged in design thinking. In today's session, we will discuss what is design thinking and design thinking process in detail. We will also understand the concept of design thinking with an example. So without further ado, let's jump into the major question. What is design thinking and how is it helpful? Let me explain to you in a very simple way. Design thinking is becoming an increasingly popular approach for organizations to solve problems. Design thinking manages to solve problems at its source. Now, let's understand design thinking with a class example. The problem statement is, how would you redesign a classroom to meet student needs? Or, how would you redesign a classroom to meet students' needs? Miss Monica is the class teacher for first grade, and she decided to set up a comfortable semi-private classroom setting. After discussing with the students and implementation of design thinking, she got a good result such as students liked to stay in the class, the students showed good improvement in terms of interaction with the teacher, they could move freely in the classroom, they showed more interest in learning inside the classroom. Isn't that great? Of course it is. Here comes the important topic, design thinking process. The design thinking process is widely used in industries and was created by Stanford D. School. The design thinking process involves the concept of empathy, define, ideate, prototype, and test. Always remember that the five phases, stages, or modes are not always sequential. The process do not follow any specific order or can be applied once or can be repeated iteratively. Now, it's time to examine how design thinking principles can assist us holistically in order to solve challenges. The first point, empathy. First comes empathize. Here, you should perform research and analyze to know the current DEI state. Here, DEI stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion. A good design idea comes through a continuous focus on human-centric ideas. Design thinking not only encourages us to gain DEI solutions, but also eliminates barriers for professionals who are aiming to achieve their career aspirations with fair and good opportunities. Design thinking begins with empathy, and the objective of empathy state is to focus on the users. In this stage, it is important to focus on in-depth metrics like prediction and perspective analysis. These metrics help an individual to cross-verify the insights collected from our associates. The result of the empathy refuels our strategy, process, and program with innovative solutions. A quick summary for this phase is displayed on the screen. First comes interview, which means understand the user's need. Next, seek to understand the requirement, and finally, ensure that you are non-judgmental. Next comes define. The objective of the second phase of design thinking is the define stage, and this includes asking the right question. An individual should focus on asking the right issues. Next, he should know how to tackle an issue. Then, he should know how to motivate others with wise words. The understanding we gain from the empathize phase encourages us to reframe the perceived problem and gain perspectives. This process helps us to allow a more holistic look at the path towards the expected solution. If we plan the previous phase properly, this stage will not take much time. While defining the problem, we should ensure that every associate follows the problem-solving process correctly. This phase helps us to build with the most authentic solutions. The quick summary for this phase is on the screen. Role objectives, decisions, challenges. Moving on to the next stage, we will talk about the ideate phase. The objective of this stage is to accept different perspectives in order to solve the issues. Also, we strategize solutions for the problems identified in the defined phase. In this phase, we should address divergent styles of thinking. We should be able to uncover more possibilities and accept maximum ideation. Later, we should consider convergent styles of thinking to manage an overall process and purpose. In this stage, we isolate solution streams and later merge and refine insights. A quick summary of this phase is displayed on the screen. Sharing ideas and prioritizing the ideas based on requirements. The next step is to create a prototype. Create a prototype of the design solution that you finalized in the ideate phase. Prototypes are advanced, mid to high fidelity wireframes with more visual details and interactions between elements of the design. Here comes the important question. What is the purpose of a prototype? So the answer is, prototypes show how something works. They depict functionality that may not easily be seen from a mock-up. They are useful for user testing. They are ideal for quick internal use and client feedback. A quick summary for this phase is on the screen. First is user testing. Next is quick iteration. The final step is testing. Testing can also be deployed on a live website or application. Different designs are sent to different users and the performance or usability is tested for each version. The design version that is found to be the most desired and usable is finalized. There are usability testing tools for optimizing the user experience in websites. Various tests can be run on a website with predefined user base. Now, let me tell you the tips for writing a user report. First comes details. Here, you have to give complete details of the test you performed. Next is clear. All information in the test report should be concise and clear to understand. Next comes specific. Do not elaborate on project tasks. Outline test outcomes and focus only on primary concerns. Then it's standard. Test reports should follow the standard template. This ensures consistency in all test reports. A quick summary of this phase is on the screen. First is understanding impediments. Next, we should know what solution works for the phase. Then comes validating and correcting the errors. In a design thinking process, a lot of people must be wondering, what is the goal of a design thinking process? Well, it's simple. The goal is to solve complex problems from a human perspective. The design thinking process focuses on creativity, innovation, and user-centricity, helping you to come up with actionable solutions that are desirable for the user, viable for business, and technologically feasible. That was all about the process of design thinking. The design thinking process serves as a strong foundation to formulate reliable strategies that result in good products. Now, we have reached the end part of this tutorial on design thinking. I hope it was informative and interesting. If you have any queries about the topics covered in this tutorial, please ask away in the comment section below. Our experts are 24/7 ready to solve all your queries. Thank you for watching, stay safe, and keep learning.
Hi there, if you like this video, subscribe to the Simply Learn YouTube channel and click here to watch similar videos. To nerd up and get certified, click here.